Welcome to the new. Every experience with God's Word promises to be refreshing and transformational. Receive today's message with high expectations as it brings power, light, and a fresh anointing to your life.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Whirlwind of Testimony. Today is yet another day of God's grace, of God's favor, of God's mercies, of God's power. And today is just going to be on a whole new level of signs and wonders and a strong prophetic. But most importantly, a prayer answering God is here to answer our prayers. So I'd like to welcome you to the Whirlwind of Testimony. Today is going to be so powerful because the Lord has put something in my heart for us to pray about all through this week. Are you ready for this? This is going to be so life-changing. It's going to be tremendous. And I trust that the Lord is going to give you a word while we pray together and while we spend time in the Holy Ghost together, praying and seeking the face of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Last week was such a powerful time as we prayed the Pauline prayers. And it was so powerful. I hope you've been praying those prayers again. I hope you've really been doing that. Glory to God. All right. Good morning and welcome to the Whirlwind of Testimony. As we always do, I like to encourage you to call somebody's name out there and greet them. Good morning, you know, Bola, good morning, Sean, good morning, Latisha, good morning, Favor, good morning, you know, Buddy, whatever. Just put somebody's name and greet them. Good morning, and tell the person, I am ready to pray. Are you ready to pray? Are you ready to pray? So put it right there like our custom is. We are ready to pray. Somebody, I want you to declare it this morning as you just woke up. Some of you just woke up. Some of you have been up since. Some of you on your way to work. Some of you are praying already and you just add this to your prayer flow. Say after me that I'm strong, I'm rich, and I'm favored. Say that with me one more time. I'm strong, I'm rich, and I'm favored. I want you to say it one more time prophetically. I'm strong, I'm rich, and I'm favored. The hand of God is upon my life. The hand of God is upon my life. I'm strong, I'm rich, and I'm favored. I'm strong, I'm rich, and I'm favored. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Put it right there. I'm strong, I'm rich, and I'm favored. I'm strong, I'm rich, and I'm favored. I'm strong, I'm rich, and I'm favored. Look, friends, I want you to realize this. That all through this whirlwind of testimonies, you are not passing time. You're not passing time. You are not just here joining in life, right, and just hoping that something happens to you. No, you are not passing time. I want you to know that every spiritual investment in your life accumulates to a spiritual and a physical manifestation. Let me say that again. Every spiritual investment accumulates altogether, knowing or unknowingly, into a spiritual and also a physical manifestation. The Bible says, surely there's an end. Your expectations will not be cut short. How many of you have expectations right there? Put it right there. Let me see you that you have expectations. And I bet to tell you, our God is about to surpass and meet your expectations in the name of Jesus. So welcome and good morning again to the Whirlwind of Testimony. It's going to be so powerful. I said to you that this week we're going to get some testimonies. We're still working on some of that, whereby we can get a lot of people to share their testimonies. Possibly, that's what we want to do, where they can show it. We can show it to you live, and we're working on that. I'll just take one or two testimonies here. I'll take one for today because of time, so that we can have ample time to pray. And this person says on an email, says, I've been believing God for resources to fund my business. And God opened major financial doors that I did not see coming. It says, the day pastor said we would receive a call, the day pastor said we'll receive a call, that's the 24 hours day, I received two, and those were for new financial doors. It says, praise the name of the Lord. Somebody give God praise for that testimony. Give God praise for that testimony. It says, there's going to be a financial door. I said, there's going to be 24 hours miracle, that things are going to happen for people in 24 hours. And say that same day, she got two major financial open doors, two major calls that were financial major open doors. Look, when somebody puts major before financial, you should know what that means. Glory to God. I want to prophesy to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Before the end of today, this is not a feel-good thing. It's a prophetic word of the Lord. Before the end of today, you will receive a major financial door in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, good morning again. I would like you to share the link to somebody. Tap that, you know, colleague that lives with you. Tap that sister, that brother. Wake them up. If you're going to work, you have friends at work, send the link to them. Share the link. Let's invite someone. Let's join them right here. Let them join us right here as we pray together. Put it on your Instagram, your WhatsApp status, your social medias. Don't just leave it, the social media, pardon me. Don't just leave it right there alone. Ensure that you encourage somebody, you send it to somebody and say, I think you should join this. By now, you should even have somebody that you always join. You know, do you know that some of you can even form a prayer chain with this? Do you know what I mean by that? So you have three friends, five friends, and say, we're going to wake up by 6:30 a.m. every day, and we're going to pray for 30 minutes together, and then we're going to join Wild Wind of Testimonies all together, and we're going to be praying to God together so that we see results in our prayers. If you can do that, that's another way to create a community. You can create a community around these prayers as well. Glory to God, whereby you nudge each other up, you wake each other up and say, it's time. Let's wake up 30 minutes ahead so that we can pray into the day, into the morning. And while Wild Wind starts, we join in on that as well and we create a community of prayer. How many of you are going to do that? Look for four or five friends and do that with them. Glory to God. All right. Hallelujah. Are you ready for the word? Put it right there. I'm ready to pray. I'm ready to pray. Before we begin to pray, the Lord says to tell you, while I was meditating this morning, and he says to tell some people under the sound of my voice that you are tired. In fact, I saw a lady in particular in a vision, and you woke up to join Wild Wind of Testimony, but you are tired. You are tired because you are not seeing the results of the spiritual deposit that you have been imputing. The Lord says to tell you that it's adding up. It's adding up. It says, don't be weary. Don't be tired. Don't give up. Don't cave in. It says, just stay at what you're doing and remain consistent at what you're doing. It says, everything is going to add up in a moment. It says, consistency is a force. Consistency is a power. Stay consistent. Don't let the result that has not come out from your previous consistency, don't let it hamper and hinder the consistency that is meant to bring the result that you're supposed to see in your life. I want to pray for that person under the sound of my voice. I want to pray that God gives you that strength to keep on pressing, to keep on going. Because the Lord said to tell you that by the time your testimony comes, you know those kind of giveaway testimony, just give way. Everybody has to give way. That's the kind that's going to come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And other people under the sound of my voice, the Lord says that he has seen your obedience. And it says he's rewarding that obedience. It says that obedience that he told you in the secret, that you have finally participated in and you have finally done. It says he's seen that obedience. And the Lord says to tell you that he's going to reward you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many of you received that word? Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right. This morning we're going to be praying. And we're going to be praying for the next 1 week. That's all through this week. We're going to be praying for favor on favor. Glory to God. So it's going to be an amazing Monday all the way down to Friday. Intensity and belief of God's favor. How many of you can do with some favor in your life? How many of you believe that favor can take away the stress of many years? Glory to God. Favor. We're going to be believing God for that. Hallelujah. Let me say this to you. Favor is a force in the spirit. Okay. Favor is not only God opening up doors for you in terms of attack. Favor can also be seen as a defense. Glory to God. If you're supposed to enter into a bus that you're not supposed to enter in, if you're supposed to enter into a bus you're not supposed to enter into, and somehow you felt somebody took the last seat and you were about to enter into that last seat, unknown to you, that car was a wrong car. Maybe a one with all those, you know, funny cars that people, they're moving around town these days. And you didn't enter because somebody else entered into the last seat. You know what has happened to you? Favor. So favor is not only God's supplies. Favor is also a defense. God defends you. Glory to God. That's what God did to the children of Israel. He gave them favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Glory to God. All right. So the next 3 days, 4 days, pardon me, today is the first day. We're going to be praying intensely for God's favor. Now, I want you to turn your Bible with me to the book of Daniel chapter 1. And verse 9, Daniel chapter 1, verse 9. In this kingdom, everyone who rise, who rose, every single person rose by favor. Every single person. There would always be the spirit of favor upon the person's life. The Bible says concerning even Jesus, it says he grew in wisdom, stature, and favor. It's very critical for you to understand the power of favor. The Bible says concerning this scripture we're about to read now, it says Daniel chapter 1 verse 9. The Bible says, now God, you see that there, it is God that gives favor. It says, now God brought Daniel into favor and goodwill to the chief of the eunuchs. God brought Daniel. You see that there. Now God brought Daniel. The Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 6 and verse 8. Genesis 6 and verse 8. The Bible says, and Noah found favor in the sight of God. Noah found favor in the sight of God. So you see all of these patriarchs of old. One of the common denominators you find in their life is the favor of God upon their life. Favor ensures that what is yours comes into your life. Favor. When God puts favor and decorates you with favor and honor, it's almost as though that you are no longer trying to strain to achieve things, but it's not that favor that is at work. Glory to God. Listen to me, children of God. Favor sets your life on course in a way that with your own hand you can't steer it there. That's the power of favor. It sets your life on course. It sets your life on a trajectory that by your own hands you cannot take it there. So today we're going to be praying for favor for the next 4 days. It's going to be 4 days of intense favor. Are you ready for some favor? Somebody declare in the name of Jesus. Declare with me. In the name of Jesus, right here and right now, because I believe that whatever I say with my mouth would be the outcomes of my life this morning. In the name of Jesus, I agree and I partner with the favor of God upon my life. And I decree and declare that I'm favored in my going in my coming in all that I'm about. Favor is at work in my life, in my finances, in my career, in my business, in my relationships, in my academics, in everything that I do. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I begin to manifest and I begin to experience unusual favor, unprecedented favor in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Someone go ahead and be praying the spirit right now. Libra kasondre bela credila gredoso super. As I go out this week, I experience favor in the name of Jesus. Lipakato nigre exende le kabali wa shende la kaba rakase katulia kaparwa katali e paraka sokoto niga talia kapa rashede ke dege dege de. I am decorated with favor. Le rakaso ke degada le poroko tilia ikoso telegada perakashan telegadilia e kasonda la gaba rakashaga da baraga dege dege da gabarwa telegada rakashanda la ba rakashanda la ba kataya e kasanta la ba. There's somebody that knows of my voice before the end of this week. In fact, there are more than one person on the side of my voice. The Lord is giving me a word for you. The Lord says to tell you that in your workplace, your bosses would bring to you two options of promotion. That's what I heard in my spirit. Two options of promotion. Legata Catolia, two options of promotion. And they will bring it to you and say, which of the two do you want to take? Because of this favor, you will radiate with favor. Makera kashanda la batolia, eragatelia katalia kaparwa kasanda. I am radiating favor. Era kasoto parakata. Somebody declare this prophetically. I emit favor. Ligosuka aketobi egezuze liboronste legaba libaka igodo menkosonto lobo kombredi kabande. E shada bakai mekaso ke diga bakato liba ba 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 e kasonte legada bakaya gaba. I emit favor. Likasote kete 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 keta rakashante le bako pregede kesusa likaparwa keteli akaparwa kasonto labasange da gaba lekoporwa kashende geta kabarakata rekasonde legata kada 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 kada. Angels, go forth now and bring to me all that belongs to me. Lekatoli eshede galiga lekrupe legasa.
le prakashon telegadai, ikapurwa ketelia kapasuso, li barakashanda laba, concerning my ministry favor, concerning my health favor, concerning my academics favor, concerning my business favor, le kobondo, ascende gada, li kropurwa kashede kala kadaba la kadaba, concerning my career favor, la kakarwa katalia katalia kosunta, career professional don't understand my voice, receive favor, career professionals don't understand my voice, receive favor, career professional don't understand my voice, receive favor, in the name of Jesus, eleke kuparaka sheketelia pata, favor means to be preferred amongst many, man katalia kaprono kotolia bata, when there are many choices to make, the favor of God would unpick you, 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 paraka soteli gateli, shete katolo boro kete katalia gaba, leka so, liga barwa ketelia kapaya katolia, ekekekekekekekekekekeke, makosoni, lekekara, peragateli, eporotelaga, eshenega dekadabo, lebrokosonde lekaparwa ketekete, elabaraba kotele, for thou, O Lord, will bless the righteous and encompass him with favor as with a shield. Le rakatele katelia kapo, le kasotele gatari, le roshadi, la pakadele, e kasantele gadagadaba dagadagadagada, e pokosonto. Somebody I declare, I enforce God's favor in my life. Ila kaparo kotele gade katolia kata. I enforce God's favor in my life. Listen to me, children of God. There are certain things you cannot walk into in your life by your own wisdom, by your own strength, by your own might. But the favor of God, ele korwa patalia kasata, supplies ease. Ele karaka shoto lokotelia kapa, e kasanta. Favor is the medicine for stress. Ele kaparaka teli kasunto lobara, ele kapapa. It's the medicine for delay. It's the medicine for stagnation. One favor, paraka teli, paraka santa lagaba, e kesunde karwa katalia, causes you to forget many years of pain by the favor of God. Le kaparwa katalia kasunte, le koporwa kashande le kapa. I declare the name of Jesus. Let systems begin to favor you. Paraka teli kopolia, e kasoko ropo le katali gashane kadaya, e kendega daga ropo le kasuzaba. Let systems begin to favor you. Paraka kele poto, le zwete kaligaba, le kesunte legaba, peraka shedega lakoto, e ketolia bakateli kasuzo. Nobody pray in the spirit. Le koporo katakata kataya, e kasunte laga, le shedeba lakabada bada 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 bada. Listen to me, children of God. The answers to many of your prayers is favor. If you look at it critically, many of the prayers that you pray is wrapped up around one thing, favor. Favor. In the name of Jesus, receive that favor. Parakateli shenega lakatoya, business owners, alakalua pelatu, ikakakakakakakakaka, oroponto loboto ikatalia kafa, sobaraka shedeba, those of you writing your PhD, some of you write to be your MBA, paraka shete lakata, receive favor. Lekakarwa katelia katolua baranataba lakata, erakososo, university students, receive favor. Le parakashende le kaparwa katalia, ekoson talaba. There is a single moment at the sound of my voice. Listen to this right now. La kareka shekete kete 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 kete, rakashata lagaba, receive favor. Erakaso koto roba shadaba. That resources required to take care of that child. Paraka kelopa lakaya katalia kopa, perakason telegaba, rakason telegaba raba. Receive favor in the name of Jesus. Le parakashanda labaka, lakopo, likrasonte, ligrakate ligaba, lekakate legatonde lakaba, rakasonde lekaba, rwakete liakopo, ela shada balabala barakaba. Elepokoshondo. I mean, the Lord says to me to pray for those who are believing God for husbands and wives. Kerakateli lekerwa panakateli akatolia ekesote lekatalia kasodoba rakashada la 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 la. Please don't joke with this utterance. Lekakaporote lekarwa ketelegayata ekesonte lekatakatakatakata ekakarya kashote kela kaparwa ketalia ekasonda la katelia kaparwa kashende kateke erakasonda la katalia katakata ekakaka. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let your husband begin to cross your path. I activate that process. I activate that process by the prophetic right now. I activate that process. Let your wife begin to walk your path. I activate that process in the name of Jesus. Parado lebari berundo keragasada igeroporunte ligra barakashede libarakasonte legaba Somebody begin to declare in the name of Jesus, favor is my normal base. Somebody declare this, that in the name of Jesus, the kind of favor I've never experienced in my lifetime, I experience it from today. I begin to experience it from today. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Somebody understand the sound of my voice, you have a hearing problem. Right now it disappears in the name of the Lord Jesus. I want to pray for people under the sound of my voice, particularly for financial favor. I want you to pray in the next 1 minute. I begin to prophesy. Akaropoto, pray intensely for the next 1 minute. Rakato kotelia kapaya, finances, concerning finances. Parakateli kopolua, ingasakatoli, eshele kaparua katalia kapai, eke kakakaka, ekatolia kataka tokoto baragata, Before I begin to prophesy, I want you to pray intensely for your finances. Concerning the works of your hands. There's somebody in the sound of my voice. You used to experience favor, but it looks as though the brook has dried up. But from today, you are greased with favor. You are oiled by favor. Somebody say, I'm oiled by favor. The Lord says to declare, oh my goodness, carapo, ligeto copalia, catelia copalia, eschenteli copuruaca santa lagaba, ragete catulia, ecosonte, eschanabara catelia cataya cabodo. Erabato, keteke sunta laba, eka sakatalea bata katakata, akasanta laba katekatekete, 21 days of explosive finances, parakatelia kapa, that in the next 21 days, oh my God, parakataya, I hope somebody is receiving this word of this prophet, akarakatopelia kapa, that in the next 21 days, parakashon ketele kapalia kasunta, it will be explosive finances, lekoporo akashenda, the same way we have been harvesting testimonies in the new this season. Alla kalua katalia kata, ela katokota katakataka, alla kopara kasuta, ela kakakaka, 21 days, apaliga, eka sota la kapaya, ela koproko skenda la kapilia, ele kataba. There's somebody in the sound of my voice. The Lord says, by that visitation, you will be able to do that thing you want to do for your mom, that thing you want to do for your father, parakashanta, that car you want to buy for your mom, that car you want to buy for your mother, or your father, parakatakata, that house you want to set up for them, my God. Paliga, Pelia Copalia Sonta Lakai, Pilia Coparuca Talia Copolua, Pelato Paliga, Pelega Sunteca, Pelia Catani, Peraca Sonta Lacapa, Alacatoco Tacataca Tacatopa Lacatiato, Pelacatonta Catopa Lacascata Palua Sunta, Lica Parua, 21 days, O Paraca Sonta Laba, O financial explosions, Leca everywhere, Paraca Sontoba, Leca Toperacatonia. Pata e paraka shoto lobakai peraskoda ikaskeda perondoba liprokotoni perakatonia kataliaba. As I stretch my hands in your direction, receive it right now. Paraka shonta. Now people don't understand my voice. You've taken out of your savings, you've taken out of money to solve some problems, you've taken out of money. Alla kaparoko sotele gatalia kata peraka shotolo bakatayaga, to take out of money to solve some things. But I declare in the name of Jesus, your money is restored. Your money is restored. Your money is restored. Alla karwa keshekete, as you are taking from, God is replenishing it in the name of Jesus. Alla katolo paraka sonta ikasontele gaba paraka shedele debala alla kapa. I release angels right now in the name of Jesus. I release angels in your finances. I release angels to go and harvest. Repeat angels, harvest angels. to go forth in your finances. Let there be a combination of every gifting. Let there be a culmination. I want to prophesy. I don't know who's going to cut this one, but the wild wind of testimony is blown in the direction of your finances. It's blown in the direction of your finances. It's blown in the direction of your finances by the favor of God. By the favor of God. Somebody declare this. Money cometh to me now. Please don't be ashamed of these things. Believe in this power gift. Believe in these things of the Spirit. Money cometh to me now. It has come to me now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Lift your hands if you can. I want to pray for people under the sound of my voice right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I stretch my hands in your direction and I speak concerning your finances. In the authority of Jesus Christ, I declare that you are oiled by favor from today. That's the word of the Lord to you today. I want you to say that word everywhere today. Everywhere you go to, say it in your subconscious, say it in your conscious. I am oiled by favor. I prophesy over you right now. I don't know who is going to catch this one. But the Lord will so dramatically change your life. Listen, oh my God, the money you have not counted in your lifetime, palako paliko sotelia kataya, it will land your hands. 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 You will be a blessing to your family, a blessing to your church, a blessing to your friends, a blessing all around. In the name of Jesus, this week you will prosper. This week you will be blessed. This week receive arrears. This week receive favor. This week receive goodness. In the name of Jesus Christ. Those of you believing God for partners to your business, supporters to your ideas, funders to your ideas, receive those funders, receive those partners in the name of Jesus. There's somebody at the sound of my voice. They are bringing you to become a member of a board. The new members, begin to get ready to build your own houses. Please don't exempt yourself in these things I'm saying. Because you'll be so rich. You'll be so rich. Declare it again. The wild wind of testimony has been blown in the direction of your finances right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, business partners, business consultants, business investments, they are coming your way. The son of the sound of my voice, people will come to you, many of you, they want to invest in your gifting, they want to invest in your business, they want doors everywhere. Open your direction in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me, children of God. You will not suffer. You will not suffer. You will not suffer. You will not suffer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Wow. Somebody begin to give God praise. 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 This week we are going to pray for finances. Please don't miss it for anything. We are going to pray for finances, money. Listen to me as we begin to close. No longer would you have desires and not be able to manifest those desires, but godly desires. No longer would you have visions. Your visions will be funded. Your visions will be funded. Your visions will be funded in the name of Jesus. You will not have visions, but they will be hallucinations. No longer will your visions be hallucinations. Why? Because you don't have the resources to be able to drive it. From today, receive heavenly divine resources to drive your visions in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Alakata, parakasunda, araparonda, receive support of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. Receive support of the Spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Where your finances are concerned, you will be fat and flourishing. You will be robust in the name of the Lord Jesus. Wow, what an anointing, what a grace. Yeah. Ooh, shalabayaba. Listen, we commanded in finances today. I know it in my spirit. My God. The next 5 days, favor. We are praying for favor, particularly in the area of finances. Don't miss it for anything. I want to encourage you to go back to this broadcast and listen to it again, these prophecies that has come out. Listen to it again. Look, I saw people with gold in a vision. Gold. And that signifies resources. Gold. I saw people amassing gold. But remember, the Lord your God is the one that gives you power to get wealth. When these things begin to happen, don't forget, He is the giver of everything. Make sure you are obedient to Him and submissive to Him, that everything He gave you, it is His. And that way you are able to use it appropriately how He's given to you. In the name of Jesus, I want to say to 5 people under the sound of my voice, congratulations to you. Hallelujah. I want to say to you there today, look, you will hear testimonies from today's session. Testimonies of uncommon favor of finances and money in the name of Jesus. Now let's decree this together. 1, 2, 3, go. Say after me, angels, go now and bring my finances to me. Angels, go now and bring my finances to me. Angels, go now. Today, this week, we have declared financial open doors. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Remember the word of the Lord, you are oiled by favor. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, everyone, and have a tremendous week in favor, in finances, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. God bless you, everybody.
We hope you were greatly blessed by today's message, because God still has so much He wants to share with you. So stay connected every week to experience uplifting and life-changing moments in His presence.